The Marriage and Family Therapy Program at the University of Louisiana at Monroe is one of the unique programs offered by the institution. The program was recently awarded with a top 40 ranking on bestcounselingdegrees.net's list of the nation's most affordable MFT degrees. Joining me to talk about it is David Hale. He is an assistant professor and director of the online MFT program. Dr. Hale, welcome to the program.
Thank you so very much. I'm glad that I've been invited to participate in this.
Tell us a little bit first about this ranking. This is in the top 40 in the nation from bestcounselingdegrees.net.
Something that we didn't expect. It's kind of an exciting thing because the fact that somebody has recognized, whether it be our graduates or our program or whatever they were looking for, they recognize something and have brought it now to the attention of others with this ranking. So we're very pleased, and it was quite a surprise.
So what are the things that make ULM's Marriage and Family Therapy program unique?
You know, first and foremost is the theoretical base that we come from. We're systemically oriented, which people hear that and they wonder what that means. Well, typically, it's a little different. You have, in the past, you have had traditional psychology. They typically tend to focus on the individual. And so when someone comes into therapy, they say, well, I've got such and such going on, and they want to then address the individual with that. One of the things that we do that's different is from a systemic perspective is, yes, we understand that it's something within the individual possibly, but it's probably influenced by the family, by friends, by acquaintances, by history even. And so we try to expand the picture, expand the frame to include the context of family, friends, community, those things. And so we definitely have a different theoretical perspective than most programs, and that's something we're very proud of. The fact that we have world-renowned faculty. Dr. Wendell Ray, I don't know if you've had a chance to interview him in the past. He is the endowed chair, and he's also a wonderful ambassador for the university, and he is known worldwide because of his extensive research with systems and systemic therapy.
You mentioned working with that kind of care with the relationships around the client. How does that combine for better outcomes ultimately?
One of the things that it takes a lot of pressure off of the individual, because a lot of individuals think, oh my gosh, there's something that I'm flawed in some way. And by spreading it out, by finding out that, no, maybe you're responding, you're acting the way you are in response to something else that's going on in your environment, all of a sudden it frees them up to maybe realize, wait, maybe there isn't anything wrong with me. It's just the way I'm interacting or in my situation. You know, I often hear people say, well, oh, thank goodness I found out what that diagnosis was. I always wondered why I was doing what I was doing. And they feel freed by the fact that, oh, now I've got a label for it or a name for it. Well, we're kind of the opposite in that, saying that it's not necessarily that label. Let's see if expanding the context, we can find out if there's reasons for your behavior, as opposed to just living with the idea that, oh, I'm going to be this way for the rest of my life. Maybe there are reasons why you're acting in such a way that behavior makes sense.
Well, I have to ask then, does that lead you to the possibility of it's not my fault because the moving of blame from yourself to those interactions?
Absolutely. One of the things is that for a systemic perspective is that we don't believe we believe in non-blaming. The idea is that people do the best they know how. Now, your know-how might be different than my know-how, that might be different than someone else's know-how. So people who have a different know-how can watch and observe somebody and they say, man, I would never do that. But that may be how that person knows how to behave. One of the things that we're all about is the systemic perspective too, is that there's non-pathology. There's no pathology. It's not, let's don't pathologize behavior, because once you do, you kind of put it in a box. And next thing you know, well, there's nothing I can do with it. Well, let me treat it maybe with some medication or something like that. We're saying that the behavior is probably a product, and it's influenced and influences those around you. It's influenced by those around you, and it influences those around you. It impacts those around you. And so we want to spread it out so that we can get away from blaming and say that, no, this behavior is just a reaction to this. Not that, oh, I'm doing this because of that.
Having a widely renowned program, Marriage and Family Therapy program at ULM, what does that mean for relationships and I wouldn't say mental health per se, but mental health in a sense of Northeast Louisiana having this kind of expertise concentrated at ULM?
You know, it's one of those things that I don't think anybody realizes what they have. You know, it's interesting because I went to school, I went to graduate school in South Florida, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, at Nova University. At that time, this was early 90s, at that time, I never crossed my mind to go to school at the University of Louisiana at Monroe, or at the time it was NLU. As Dr. Ray came here and others, and they really started, Dr. Lamar Woodham and Dr. Don Block and some of these others who were really instrumental in getting the program going, they saw the importance of a systemic, a different way of viewing things, and they implemented it at that time. I don't think that the community knows of a difference. That's one of the things that we struggle with in our profession, is trying to get the word out that we do something that's a little different, because it's not something they're interested in. I've got a problem. I need to go see somebody. I need to get it fixed. I don't care how you fix it. Just get it fixed. I've known of the program since the late 1980s. They've been graduating clinicians who, for the most part, a lot of them do stay in the community. And I know that there are several people who have started their own agencies and their own clinics here in town. And so they're out there, and unbeknownst to the clients that come to see them, they're getting really good therapy that they don't understand. And the good thing is that the public doesn't understand that, oh, I could go somewhere else and it would look a whole lot different. We're excited because of the faculty that we have and the ideas. As a matter of fact, I know that Dr. Ray is in the process of trying to bring some of the big names in the profession, systemic therapy, here for a workshop. We're trying to attract a lot of the big names in the profession to come down here to see what it is that we've got, because we've got something hot, and hopefully the community will hear this and be aware of other things and maybe seek us out. I'm telling you, we're graduating great graduates who are sticking around and providing wonderful service.
Dr. David Hale is an assistant professor and director of the online Marriage and Family Therapy PhD program. The Marriage and Family Therapy program at ULM was recently awarded with a top 40 ranking on bestcounselingdegrees.net's list of the nation's most affordable MFT degrees. Dr. Hale, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, you're very welcome. Thank you for inviting me.